If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is May the 14th, 2022, and today the topic is, will you stand in the gap? Happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Shout out to those of you all that watched last night's episode of God, Sex, and Love, the talk show. We truly appreciate you. Thank you again to Miss Jennifer Curtis for joining us and sharing her life with us yesterday. If you did not get a chance to see that episode, then friends, it is on our featured videos. If you go to GodSexAndLove.com, you should be able to see it there. Yesterday ended up being quite interesting. Those of you that are watching live, you may notice that I'm in Studio B, right? I usually get in this setup, with my brick backdrop and whatnot, when I have interviews on other people's platforms. And so, yeah, I was supposed to do that yesterday. I believe I was supposed to talk about my children's book on someone's show, but, that got changed. I'm going to reschedule that. So, you know, I hope that the host is feeling better or whatever the case is. But yeah, so that's what happened yesterday. The interesting thing was after that, I got my son. I was like, come here, NJ, come here. I was like, what do you want to do today? You know, because I was like, you know, since that's the main thing I had planned to do, I was just like, well, you know, maybe I can make this day about him. I'll try not to do so much work. And you know what I'm saying? I'll just try to see what he wants to do. So the interesting thing is, first he says, I want to call grandma. I said, okay. Then he's like, I want to call Nana. And he kept saying, like, different people he wanted to call. I'm like, okay. We tried to call grandma, but, you know, she didn't answer. So, grandma, I'm calling you out. But it's all good. She's probably busy. I know my sister's event is today, or the graduation, I believe, is today. And so, they probably was planning and getting things ready and whatnot. So, yeah. But, anywho. And then I was thinking that we was going to go outside or something, but then when I stepped out there, it seemed like it was sprinkling. So I was like, oh, well, maybe not. So we might not be going outside and this and that, right? And then lo and behold, I told y'all yesterday, kind of, you know, this whole going with the flow thing, right? I told y'all that Sunday, I am possibly getting booked. It's still in the works. We need to have a conversation today. But yeah, because of that, I needed to make some arrangements for what we were supposed to be doing, because I told y'all my husband had signed us up for this trip, X, Y, and Z, but we had to go listen to the presentation. Y'all know how that go. And we had never done that before, so that was our first time actually experiencing one. I've heard about it, but, you know, it's my first time actually experiencing, like, one of the timeshare presentations. And it sounds nice. Everything sounded nice and whatnot. But anyway, so well, that gives you a sneak peek of what we ended up doing. So basically, when I hit up the lady about we can't come on Sunday, but can we get rescheduled, she asked could we come, you know, yesterday. And y'all know that my husband just started his new job, so whoop, whoop, whoop. But apparently he didn't have to work, like, the full shift or whatever. He just kind of had to, I guess, check in or something like that. And so because of that, we had this availability to go to the presentation. So that's what we ended up doing. We did that. I also celebrated him and his new job, took him out for pizza, and, you know, we, all of us, me, my husband, and our son, and that was our day yesterday. That was our day. So in regards to this morning and this topic, so I woke up, well, first of all, my son woke me up early, because he kept trying to, you know, take different devices and switch to different devices and stuff and whatnot. I'm like, son, go to bed, son, go to bed. So at some point I was up. It had to have been like at midnight or something like that. He was waking me up. Then I guess I must have went back to sleep. So then I woke back at the sound of my alarm, but I started doing things a little different. I just ended up starting to listen to my prayer meditation, without getting up, without turning on the light, without doing the normal stuff that I usually do. And so after I listened to the prayer meditation, I don't even really remember what it was about, so being honest about that. But I don't know if I was starting to fall asleep again, but all of a sudden I heard my contingency plan. My husband was like, "Hey," you know, it's like he's like he has he called out to me, and I was like, "Huh?" It's like, "I'm making sure you up," and I'm like, "All right." So I was up to, and here I am to do the juice. So thank God for him and everything like that. And so the interesting thing is, there was this phrase, like "stand in the gap" came in my mind. That phrase or whatever the case is. So I started looking up verses around standing in the gap, or, you know, filling the gap or something like that. And so the interesting thing is, it led me to Ezekiel 22 and 30. That says, "And I sought out for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." So that verse stood out to me this morning, and I ended up reading the entire Ezekiel 22, which was quite interesting. I almost was going to just tackle that and share with you guys the verses that stood out to me, but there was something that about standing in the gap and whatnot that kept pulling on me, so I kept looking up verses outside of that. But that is in the Go Deeper section for those of you all that are following along with me or want to do what I did, whatever the case is. I read the entire Ezekiel 22. And if you're in America, like, I mean, I'm not trying to say, look, like, I'm not out here trying to prophylax or nothing like that. But I'm just saying that it just sounds very familiar as I was reading those verses this morning. I was like, oh, Lord. So will you, right, be, well, what my topic today? Will you stand in the gap? Whoever you are listening to the sound of my voice. And hey, good morning. I see somebody's watching live. Don't leave. Stay. But good morning. I see you. I don't know who you are. If you want to shout out, then go ahead and comment below, and I'll see who you are at that point. But anywho, so yeah, though that stood out to me. I ended up reading the entire Ezekiel 22. I went deeper and about standing in the gap, and about, like, because I guess I was reminded of, like, different biblical figures that, you know, there always seemed to be, like, let's say, a remnant, right? There always seemed to be, you know, either a certain group or certain people that saved humanity, if you think so. You know what I mean? If you look at it that way. Like, for example, let's think back, you know, Noah. You know what I'm saying? Noah and his family was that remnant at that time. You know, this verse right here is going to point to one as well. Here we go. Psalm 16 and 23. It says, "Therefore he said, he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them." Whew. Now, there's a few things that stood out to me. You know what? I was thinking that it was you, Miss Malaika. Hey, good morning, Miss Malaika. Thank you for tuning in. And I see somebody else. Well, somebody has joined us for a brief second, but anywho. But yeah, thank you. So that's okay. So that verse right there's a few things that stood out to me this morning about that. So it said, had not Moses, right, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them. Now, do y'all remember Moses's story? Right, Moses, and I know this going to look. Sorry, people that want to have abortions and kill babies and stuff. But all I'm saying is, if y'all remember Moses' story, right? Basically, if I'm remembering correctly, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, it's my like, correct me if I'm wrong. But during that time, they were supposed to be killing all their babies, right? They're supposed to, like, throwing them into the Nile River or something along those lines. That's what they were doing to all the male babies at that time. You know, and Moses' mother, I guess, kept him as long as she could, and then, you know, put him in a basket. That wasn't that his story? Wasn't that what happened? And now we go all the way to, what's this? Psalm 16 and 23, and it says, "Therefore he said he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen ones stood in the breach. So if Moses was tossed in the Nile like the rest of the babies at that time, seems like that nation would have been destroyed. Am I reading that correctly? I don't know, y'all. I mean, I'm just saying that's how deep I got with it this morning as I thought about that verse. Cause I was like, I know y'all ain't gonna like this, but people ain't right. Y'all pro-choice people ain't gonna like this, but you know, you don't know who you're destroying when you're doing things. I'm just saying, because if it had not been for Moses, these people would have been destroyed, according to this. But anyway, I'll keep going. I'm going to keep going this morning. Shout out to the second person watching live. Good morning. Jeremiah 5:1, it says, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. Look and take note. Search her squares to see if you can find a man, one who does justice and seeks truth, that I may pardon her. I mean, it seems like, you know, there's something to this standing in the gap thing, right? There's something to this being available and allowing God to use you and whatnot, because, you know, nations can be saved and not destroyed. Seek truth. We could get pardons here, you know, according to this right here, you know, we can be pardoned here. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, this next verse I'm going to share with you all, I hope that we all make it our prayer today and everything like that. And it is Isaiah 6:8. And it says, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. I hope that we all make that our prayer this morning. That's the juice. That is the juice. You know, the Bible verse of today is Nahum 1:7. It says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all on Monday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all. I'm Nyla O'Neill with Anchor Providing Institute. We're located at 737 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia. Look, this program was birthed out of a will to help and push you closer to your dream, customizing each and every learning path for each and every student, giving you hands-on education with myself and other teammates. We're here to help you and drive you to be the best version of yourself. Look, we are a 12-week program, and it will be vigorous, but it will be worth the work. Put the work in, you will see it in the end. We are dedicated to seeing you not only finish our program, but to get certified. We are an accredited school through the National Phlebotomy Solutions, and we are so ready to meet each and every one of you. Contact us today.